Okay, and so you know some people who are changing the emissions on their car and boosting their miles per gallon. How are they doing it?
They have a device that one of my friends invented, which generates hydrogen from water.
Okay.
Basically, they use a few volts from the electricity in the car to split water into hydrogen and oxygen. And that gas that's produced from water, because obviously water's made up hydrogen and oxygen, when they split it, they feed it as a gas into the intake part of the engine. And when your engine ignites, instead of getting an explosion, which is what you normally get, you get a slow burn. But because it's a slow burn, for the full length of the travel of this cylinder going down the piston, it burns all the way, and you get very few, if any, emissions coming out.
Wow.
Because most emissions are unburned fuel. This is why you get vapor trails and stuff like this.
Right.
It's fuel that's not been burned. But if you can alter the burn occurs and induce hydrogen and oxygen, because they're both highly, flammable materials, they're burned in a weird sort of way. And it's like if you use it with a torch, like my friend Oliver did, he put it on a little torch, and you can quickly put your finger over it, and it doesn't burn.
Wow.
But if you hold your finger near it, it'll actually burn your bone. Your skin won't burn, but your bone will. It's really weird. Yeah. Some of his videos, if you look on YouTube, some of the water boost videos, it takes a variety of materials, and he puts the flame onto it and shows how it affects them. Some materials glow really bright and get very hot, and other materials like aluminium just vaporise.
Wow, just vaporise aluminium?
Just gone. Yeah,
oh,
it just disappears in front of it. Gone.
Now, I think back to a few years ago, and the Mythbusters, Adam and Jamie, tried hooking up a hydrogen thing to a car to see if they could, stick it to the man with petroleum and everything. Yeah. And they failed, and they said it couldn't ever work. But these guys have done it.
Well, my mate has been doing this for a while. In fact, I'd say it's probably 8 to 10 years.
Wow.
Now, one of the websites that I came across, there was a guy saying, oh, I've had loads of these cars in my garage, and they've got these water boost things fitted, and they've knackered the engine up, they've done this, they've done that, which was really weird, because this was an American mechanic, obviously he lives in America.
Right.
A place that Oliver has never sold any of these water boost things to, and yet this guy was claiming he'd had these things being brought in on a regular basis that had knackered up engines, which was a total lie, because obviously they'd never been sold in that country. Because it improves your fuel, consumption.
Mm-hmm.
There were a magazine that I sent you a link. They put it in a BMW.
Yes.
And they said although the improvement wasn't a lot, it would pay for itself within a year or two. And if you then decided to sell your car, you could take it out and put in your new car. So the cost of the actual unit was something that would pay for itself, and you could continue to use it if you change your vehicle.
Okay, so we still need to put petrol in our cars, but we just use less of it. Is that right?
Yeah, because the fuel that goes in, it burns all of it. It's a very strange... I went to his house... And he got in his car, and I swear to God, he put his right foot outside of the window, sticking out, so that all he had was his clutch that he could use, and he put it in reverse, lifted it up, the car reversed, and he was partway up a bit of a slope, not a steep hill, but a bit of a slope. So he reversed around this corner, so it was rolling backwards and downwards, and he slipped it into first, and I thought, oh, it'll stall, and it didn't.
So we're adding more torque and more horsepower to the engine as well.
So it started pulling. And then as he's going up this hill, he obviously couldn't touch his accelerator because his foot was outside the window. And, you know, I could see he wasn't touching it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was moving the gears up, and the car just carried on.
That's amazing.
The torque just kept it going. And it was... I saw a video. He'd made a 24-volt system for a truck. And they have it fitted on the truck with the engine running and the revving away. And there's a guy with his head next... There's a guy stood there with his head next to exhaust saying, no, I can't smell it. It's really, yeah. He has got videos on, you know, with these things, it's really interesting.
So, if we want to see this in action, it's on YouTube. What channel do we need to go to?
If you just put in a search for Water Boost, or one word, WATERBOOST.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be quite a few different things come up, because he likes to fix up old cars. He has a Land Rover, and it's the only Land Rover with a fifth wheel, you know, for towing.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, like a truck has. It's like a truck, but smaller.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's even on Landlord's records, but the Land Rover made this, and he's ended up with it at some point, and... He's used it in this vehicle. And there's quite a few people that, you know, I've seen that's gone to him with vehicles that are... One was an old... I think it was an old Range Rover that was getting a bit, struggling on hills and stuff like this, and they fitted it, and it's a totally different vehicle.
Wow.
Because with a normal ignition, you've got a big explosion that's short... Before the piston's gone, like, you know, a quarter of the way down, the explosion's overweight, and it's that explosion pushing that gets it to go all the way down. Mm-hmm. But when you've got a slower controlled explosion, it continues to expand, and you it's pushing all the way down. So it's a gentler on the engine. I know the Golf that he fitted it into, the oil actually got cleaner. And he said what he felt that was because his engine was burning all the fuel. There was none getting past, like, the pistons and into the engine itself. And because it's that makes your oil go black. Oil isn't black.
No.
It goes black when the contaminants get in. But because he was burning more of it, the engine actually got cleaner over time.
That's amazing. Yeah, so what about the engine management systems on modern cars are quite complicated and quite complex. So how do they cope with this?
They have devices that they buy. Some of the videos show these things, and they work the way around.
Hmm.
But it's like, you know, he took it for an MOT, Golf, and the guy said, I don't know if I can pass it. And the guy, he said, why not? He said, well, the fumes coming out are too clean. What? He said, you're not producing enough emissions. There's something wrong with your car. He says, you're having me on. He says, the car's running, the engine's running, it's moving, there's nothing wrong with it. All the tests are fine, and yet you're saying I'm not producing enough emissions, so you're going to have to fail me.
So he failed the MOT because his car wasn't dirty enough.
Yeah, because this was connected up and running, the engine was running clean, the fumes coming out are pretty much clean. I saw once, one of the videos, he's got a lawnmower, which they start up, and then they disconnect the petrol from it, and just have the gas going in from the hydrogen generator, and the engine runs for quite some time.
Wow.
So it shows that, you know, you could run it to a certain degree with a lot less fuel.
Yeah.
Potentially, if you could get enough hydrogen produced, you could probably run it just off the hydrogen oxygen mix.
Because splitting the water is done with electricity, which is
electrolysis.
That's an abundant source from a car because it's generating electricity all the time.
Yeah, you've got it.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, the thing is, he was showing me like videos of people who made electrolysis to split, you know, water into hydrogen and oxygen, and the majority of them have a huge problem. Most people use flat plates, which what happens is your gas forms and sticks to the plate, so then the electricity can't get to the water. But
okay.
He came up with a way which it pushes the gas off, but I don't know if he's using plates. He never told me.
Right.
But whatever he uses, it pushes the gas off so that it continues, and it's a constant. There's no like. It doesn't start off, you get a lot, and then it slows down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a constant generation of this gas. Like I said, I saw his little torch thing. That was interesting, what his torch would do, you know, the different materials. Because some materials just get red hot and glow, and then you can touch some other materials, and it won't even bother it. Like, you know, like your skin, it wouldn't hurt it.
So it's impacting these different materials on a molecular level, really, isn't it?
On a different, yeah, it affects them in a different way to what we're used to. It's
because
weird. And I know you get off it when you've used it is you'll see the water, you know, droplets of water. Because obviously, when it's burnt and it's done its job, it goes back to what it was, which is water.
Right.
Yeah.
So this can just be collected from the tailpipe and recycled?
I don't know how much would come out.
Right.
I couldn't say a lot would come out because the container, if you look on the videos, the container is not much bigger than, say, I don't think it's even a litre bottle size.
Okay.
It's not a bottle, but it's, you know, for size, I'd say if you looked at a litre bottle of water, it looks about that size, and it lasts for quite a long time, this amount of water, because it only uses a bit, and it's the gases that you generate that give you your additive, you could say, I suppose, to your combustion.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it does improve everything. I remember talking to at the inventor group that I go to, we had someone that came that used to be a director of the bus company, and I was talking to him. I said, you could use this to reduce emissions on your buses, improve your fuel and all this lot. And he looked at it, and he took away a copy of the magazine, which I happened to find for him.
Right.
But I don't know whether he looked into it. You just get the impression sometimes that some things they don't want you to know about.
There are so many things that they don't want us to know about, but your friends have really, really caught my attention, and I'm sure this is going to catch other people's attention as well.
I was in Accrington today, and I was walking past the tattoo shop, and there were three fellas to that set, and I heard a voice, and I thought that sounded like Oliver, but I was going somewhere, and when I came back, they were all gone. Otherwise, I'd have gone to see if it were him.
Right.
But like I said, I do know like where he lives, and but it's a while since I saw him.
Yeah.
Like I said, a lot of the stuff when he was up to was quite interesting.
Absolutely fascinating. And now I'm in touch with a lot of people in the US who are looking into free energy. And I don't mean sort of zero point energy and, you know, over unity or anything like that. When they say free, they're talking about not having to pay for it. This is obviously something that they will be interested in because cutting the cost of fuel has got to be a priority for all of us.
Yeah, well, Oliver showed me there was a guy in America who had a house, and all around the house and in front garden and all this lot, he had all these solar panels. And basically, all he was doing with this electricity he was generating, he was using it to generate hydrogen
and then
store it.
And then powering his...
use it whenever he wanted. I mean, obviously, the flame from... from like the torch what he had didn't feel hot, but if you put it on the right material, it got really hot.
That's incredible.
So you could probably find ways of generating heat, although not directly from the flame. You could probably get it to heat something else up, which then got your heat. Yeah, it looked quite interesting, because obviously the amount of energy it uses didn't seem to be a lot.
Yeah. Now, I live in a house with central heating that's fueled by oil, so obviously anything which is going to reduce my heating bills and reduce the amount of oil that I use would be fantastic. Now, I wonder if this is something that I could apply to my central heating oil boiler.
I wouldn't know whether it would make it more efficient, whether it might, you know, make it burn better. Do you get emissions from it?
Yes. Yeah, there's a chimney up there, and there's a chimney up there and everything.
Whenever I see people going on about emissions are unburned fuel, and I always wonder if there's a way of using the hydrogen to actually burn it off rather than let it escape.
Hmm. That's definitely something.
There was an article once that said that hydrogen gas. Oxygen, what do they call it? Oh, they call it Brown's gas.
Okay.
It was one of the few things that can actually get rid of nuclear waste.
It eats up nuclear waste?
I'm sure he mentioned something about it. It was one of the few things that you could actually burn off nuclear waste.
Good Lord.
And get rid of it.
Instead of just burying it. That would be awesome.
Well, you know, just burying, that's like asking for trouble, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's... Because I said to him, when I saw the video of the lawnmower going, I said to him, what if you took a generator, you got it going, and then you stopped the petrol and you used the Brown's gas, the hydrogen oxygen, to run the generator? Would it generate enough to keep the generator going, and would it actually generate more energy so you could use some? And he said, oh, I don't think it'll work. But then somebody came over from Europe somewhere, I don't know if it was Holland, they were into looking into it, and he got quite interested in this.
Wow.
And I don't know if he bought one of Oliver's units and took it away, but it was something that they were looking at. Because if you can create hydrogen oxygen gas and then use it to run a generator, like I said, he was running a lawnmower, right?
And a generator uses pretty much a similar motor to a lawnmower.
Yeah, it's just usually a two-stroke, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I wonder whether that might be something. But yeah, it looks interesting. Like I said, all of his videos I find interesting, because as well as the gases, he fixes up old cars.
Okay.
What were the Reliant? It weren't a kitten. It was a four-wheeled Reliant. So there's not many of them about.
No.
The four-wheeled Reliant cars, and was it a Rascal? Reliant Rascal. Yeah, and he also had an ant. Do you remember an ant?
Sounds familiar.
He used to use them at railway stations. Like a three-wheeled vehicle at railway stations.
Oh, yeah, 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 for towing all the luggage special, and everything. Yeah.
He had special trailers. And I'll tell you how I heard about this one. The guy that owned that haulage company. Do you know the one, the green one?
Yes.
The one, you know.
Yeah.
They had an ant, but they didn't have a trailer, and they wanted to buy the trailer off him. And the only reason they wanted to buy the trailer was, if they owned the trailer, they could sell a model of the ant with the trailer.
Oh, for goodness sake. So they just wanted it for marketing.
They wanted it off him. Yeah, they couldn't make a model unless they owned one of them. And they wanted it off him, and he wouldn't part with it.
I don't blame him.
You know, yeah. But like I said, stuff like that, he's fixed up from scratch, and to do a really good job.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
He's quite a clever. What did he? He was telling me something about courts once. How courts are actually companies. They're all companies.
Oh, courts. They're all
and he was
profit
telling
making.
All these different things about law, and it was like, wow, you know, some of the stuff he knew, I never.
The ACPO as well.
In the courts, there's certain things that are up, like, you know, signs. And these signs actually give you clues as to what the court's about. And it was like, well, I haven't heard of that. I used to love going around to have a chat to him. I'll tell you another one that he was interested in was he bought a machine that you put your water in and it splits your water into good water and bad water. And I can't remember what it was called. And it was really weird because he gave me a glass of this water.
Yeah.
And when you drink water, I find if I drink tap water, I feel thirsty.
Okay, yeah, that'll be the fluoride and the other stuff that they put in it.
Yeah. But is this water what he gave me? I didn't.
Was it reverse osmosis or something, filtering like that or something?
It was an electronic machine, and I've seen them. I actually saw one go on eBay not long ago, and they use like an electronic thing to separate the different atoms in the water,
mm-hmm.
so that you have good water and bad water, and the bad water that comes off, you can put it on your plants, and your plants are fine with it.
Right, okay, because that's got all the minerals and everything in it.
And probably all the stuff that the farmers spray on the fields.
Yeah.
Because that gets into your water.
Of course it does.
It was really weird to drink this water. And I just thought if I had the money one day, I'd buy one of these things. And I can't remember what it was called. I know you've got one that does the gas into it, haven't you?
Yes, that's right.
How did you find that?
The O3 is very, very good because adding that extra oxygen molecule, and the name of it has just escaped me, ozone, that's it. The ozone generator basically creates O3, so it adds an extra oxygen molecule, and you put fresh fruit and vegetables in a bowl with some water that covers them. You bubble this through for about 15 minutes, and your fruit and veg lasts longer because it cleans it, it cleanses it, it'll also clean the air in the room. If you just leave the air stone out, you can fill the room with ozone, and it purifies the air, it takes away odours. So mine's in the kitchen so that I can ozonate the water before I drink it. I drink ozonated water at night, and I take a bottle of water with me.
Get rid of smell at last cooking.
well, it has that added advantage as well. I drink ozonated water at night and whenever I can, really. But, you know, I'm quite lucky because my water comes direct from a well because I'm in a very remote location. So it's not got anything added to it, but I still, you know, it still goes through a filter. And,
it's still better too, isn't it?
Yes, yeah,
well,
that's right.
That's something I'm working on, actually. I'm working on a filter for my fish.
All right.
Yeah, fluid ice filter.
Fluid iced filter? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. There's a guy on YouTube. He's called the King Does All Fishes and stuff like this.
Okay.
And he said, one of the problems you get with your fish tank, I've got another one I want to set up. I've got an external filter, it cleans everything, but it can't deal with nitrates.
Mm-hmm.
Tank. So they recommend you change your water every so often. But he said, if you build a fluidized, which is a container where you pass your water, some of your water through, and it's moving, it actually cleans up the nitrite or reduces the nitrites and nitrates. So I am working on building one.
Fantastic.
said to him, I said to him, you've got to pump this water through. You've got a filter to stop the big pieces getting in. I said, but you've got an external pump that's filtering your water. When it comes back in, put that into your fluid ash filter. So that you're not using any more energy. You're just passing that water through that other filter so that you get another stage of filtration.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to have a go at it.
Yeah, have a go. Let us know how you get on. We'll have to have another conversation about that and some of the other stuff that that we chat about on Twitter. It'd be good to get it recorded.
Oliver, I think that Oliver would interest you.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be fantastic to have a conversation with him.
He's an interesting person. Well, one day I'll make an effort. I'll go, go knock on his door, see what he's up to.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Ian.
You're okay.